I'm Jackie.
And I'm Ashley. Welcome to The Witching Hour.
The Witching Hour is a little extension of Dumb Witch Club where we give you a witchy quickie.
What that is we take a big topic, break it down into bite-sized pieces, and while we do, we have a little sip of something to drink. And we laugh, and we laugh, and laugh.
We start this off with a giggle. Okay, so what do we have today? We have this rosé. The maker is Pasqua. Mm. It's from 2022. This is called 11 Minutes Rosé.
Oh, what can you do in 11 minutes?
Not much. So the lid was still on it.
Oopsie, we really haven't had any wine yet.
No, but we're struggling in life, so we're...
That's hard.
Clearly.
Everything is hard. Everything is retrograding.
Everything is hard right now. Ugh. Maybe that's what the 11 minutes is about.
Yeah, maybe.
Although... Okay, but we read about this. Well, we'll say it after we taste it.
It really does Cheers. Smell delightful. Cheers.
It does smell delightful. So, personally, I feel like this could be colder, but it's still delicious.
It could be colder, but it is so good.
It is very good. So, we got this wine at our little wine club tasting thingy that we've been talking about. And so, we read about it, and it's called 11 Minutes Rosé because they, whatever they do with it for 11 minutes.
The way they make it just had to be for 11 minutes.
The way they make they were it done. Is 11 minutes.
And then they were done.
Mm-hmm. It's really good, though. It's very clean tasting. It's not super bright.
Mm-mm.
It's kind of mellow. And,
yeah, it is mellow.
Kind of mellow and earthy. It's good. But I think that winery is in Italy, right?
I think it's Italian.
Oh.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Verona, Italia.
Oh, I want to go there.
Yeah. So anyway, doesn't really say anything about it, but it is very good. And the bottle is gorgeous. It's kind of like a perfume bottle.
It's so pretty.
And it has a little see-through center, like our other favorite.
And there's like botanicals and butterflies on it.
Yeah. No, it's very good. It is. It's earthy. It's mellow. It's kind of rich, but it's still very tasty and fresh.
Actually, it's funny that we're drinking this now because I feel like this would be a really good... wine to have if you were going to celebrate what it is that we're about to discuss.
Ah, okay. So this is our Beltane wine.
Yeah, I feel this is a good Beltane wine.
I agree. I think it is too. Because what is Beltane? Are you asking that question?
I'm asking people? That question.
Oh, you're asking it.
They're asking.
We're supposed to answer it.
We will answer it.
So Beltane is one of the sabbats in witchcraft or pagan kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of our favorites.
Yeah, it's one of our favorites. It's super fun.
It is fun. And it is like... May 1st, sometimes April 30th, depending on exactly how you're celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
But it really is to commemorate, like, at least in my mind, further into spring.
Yes.
And you're really starting to, you know, like when spring starts, it is not there.
No, it is not there.
No. So now it's getting there.
Yes, which we love and want and need and, you know. Are looking forward to and
yes.
All of this, especially like Californians right now, like we'll get these couple random beautiful days and then right when the weekend rolls around, it's like now it's gonna rain. So
literally it's been so sad.
What has that
like,
been?
Like the whole week when you're at work, you're looking out and you're like, God, it's so pretty out there. I can't wait to get out there.
Yep.
And then the weekend it's raining.
Yeah.
So, okay, I will say about this. Mm-hmm. The name Beltane is like Irish Celtic in origin.
Yes, it is.
But the celebration itself is not necessarily that.
Mm-hmm.
They did celebrate that as a holiday, but it was sort of like a fire festival for protection.
Yes.
And it had almost like an ominous vibe to it.
It kind of did. It was like, almost like if sacrifices were to happen at some point, they probably happened on Beltane. Though, I don't know if those are recorded, but.
Well, you know, we can just assume.
Yeah.
But the way that the holiday is framed now is more like the May Day celebration from England. Yeah. And it's just really celebratory and lovely and sweet. By all means, if you want to have a fire festival and you need protection,
you should do it that way.
You are allowed to pick and choose like the energies that feel right to you as a witch.
Absolutely.
In any of these celebrations. But I really like the idea. So like a maypole
Yes.
So cute.
Yes. We've done cute stuff for Beltane. That's probably, I would say, Samhain and Beltane are probably our main two that we put so much effort into. Mm-hmm. And we've done some cute stuff for Beltane. Mm-hmm. I mean, one year we, like, really dressed up. Like, I was all fairied out. Yes. And you were all gardening. And we did a whole thing. And we made mini maypoles.
It was so cute. I still have mine.
I still have mine. My mom has hers. Like,
which all that is, the mini maypole, it's just like one of those wooden dowel mm-hmm. sticks that mm-hmm. you can get from the craft store. You could, like, find a stick outside if easily. You want. Mm-hmm. And then you just have these cute little, like, colored ribbons that yeah. you basically glued to the top. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you could, like, braid it or almost, like, use it like a wand or something, yeah, too. Like, totally. It's so cute. It's and really so cute. Fun. And you put, like, little flowers on the top of it.
Yeah.
Adorable.
You can
just
put it on your altar, or you can gift it to someone if you wanted to, like, make one and give one to someone. It's cute.
Exactly. The other thing that I really love from Beltane is kind of like the flower crown idea.
Love it.
Love it. Love it.
So adorable.
So cute.
Yes, because it, like, there's, like, all kinds of things with, like, fertility and this, like, holiday. But again,
yes,
remember, like, if you don't resonate with that in a traditional way, fertility doesn't have to mean, you know, specific traditional, like, you know, conception. It just means, like, a fertile time where, like, things are growing and things are happening and ideas are spawning and you're feeling sort of inspired and everything.
Yes, yes. No, you're right. It doesn't have to be, like, make a baby, you know?
Right, exactly. I mean, it can if you want to at the fire festival.
It could be, but it doesn't have to be. I also like the concept sort of with the flower crown of, like, a May queen or a May king.
Yes, love it.
And so I say, if you want to embrace that energy, just take the whole freaking month of May.
I love it.
And every single day, be a May queen, be a May king, yes, be a May royalty. Maybe write down something to do for yourself every single day this month.
Oh my gosh.
And live it up and feel like the royal being that you are.
Amazing advice. I love that.
Yes.
Very cute.
Anything else about Beltane?
I mean, I think you captured it.
I think that's about
it. Right there. The energy's great.
I know. It's really good. So, okay.
And drink rosé.
Yeah.
Cheers.